Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, first woman brought in Me Too and false accusations, and then when men opt out of marriage and relationship, the only thing left to do is shame and blame the men, of course, for doing so, to try and get them to marry again, which they won't. Even when they're drinking boxed wine in their 60s with their cats, they'll still try and find a way to harm men, it seems. Up next, this woman's father gave a vegan girl a real hamburger and told her it was a veggie burger, and she said that it was one of the best things she's ever had and still doesn't know that it's actually real. A woman named Soybean Queen was upset, asking what if the girl had an allergy to meat or didn't eat meat for religious reasons. Vegans, if they didn't actually want to eat meat, then how come veggie burgers try and mimic the taste of meat? That dad probably just gave her enough B vitamins in that beef to extend her life by an entire year. Number three, looks like Megan Fox is no longer a fox. Fillers and Botox have not been kind, it seems. Now she just looks like a knockoff Kim Kardashian. Plus they sucked the fat out of her cheeks and now she looks unrecognizable. Leftism in Hollywood also probably happened to her. Probably some mental illness as well. Moving on, apparently new research shows that a half of married women, 70%, have a backup ex, or friend for a backup plan. Of course, they have to be ready to monkey branch at a moment's notice. Otherwise, if they didn't tens of thousands of years ago, they probably would have starved. It's just an instinct for them to sell sex for survival. Today, they increasingly monkey branch just because they're bored and aren't getting what they want out of life. Number five, this woman doesn't like that certain men, when they're gathered in social groups, will say hi to all the other guys before they say hi to her. Talk about being petty and attention-seeking. Maybe guys have now figured out that saying hello to a woman might be seen as harassment down the line, or possibly get a false accusation thrown their way. Women say don't look at us, but don't ignore us. Don't touch us, but also shake our hand. Up next, we have Kristen Stewart on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, and she sure looks a lot happier, it seems. Looks like she finally turned into a vampire in real life. Maybe she can get together with Elliot Page and have a relationship with him, or something like that. Here's the fixed image using Dignif AI. She's probably going to complain that the second image of her in the dress is hate speech or something. I'm not sure who's more desperate for attention. Her or Rolling Stone. Number 7, this Florida driver has been accused of intentionally doing burnouts on an Alphabet People crosswalk mural. You know that somehow they'll make this a hate crime, and he'll get life in prison because of it. In Canada soon, if you say the wrong thing to rainbow people, you could actually be going to prison for the rest of your life. No joke. Painting murals on roads is also a waste of taxpayer dollars. This dude is a legend, though. Moving on is Michelle, and she says that once you find out you're pregnant, that's when you need to choose a responsible father for your baby. Isn't it a little too late for that, though? Then again, with all the simps out there these days, no wonder there's so many women dating while pregnant out there on Tinder. These days, modern women are definitely putting the cart before the horse. This is classic single mother logic at its finest. Number 9, for many single mothers, this is what it looks like in their household each year as their kids make a Father's Day card for the new stepdad. But this isn't progressive enough. What I really want to see is when kids make a Father's Day card for their moms each year. This is what we call a simp card. Up next, we have a still from the new Joker 2 musical film with Joaquin Phoenix. And Lady Gaga looks like she's dominating him with the way her nose is positioned. Here's another shot that makes me think this is going to be crazy as a black and white musical. You know, the Joker is probably just imagining her like he was imagining his girlfriend in the first film. Number 11, this guy used ChatGPT to talk to 5,000 women on Tinder. And that's how he met his wife. First of all, there's no way that guy matched with 5 women, let alone 5,000. This must be a thinly veiled ad by Tinder to give all the black-pilled incels out there some hope, so they get back on there and pay for the service. Maybe it might work in a foreign country if you're a rich Westerner looking for a gold-digging sugar baby. But it won't work if you're in the West. Moving on, doesn't Amy just look amazing now that she's gained 50 or 60 pounds? While Erin Moriarty and Megan Fox are sucking the fat out of their faces, Amy Schumer is a real trendsetter putting more fat into her face. Remember, guys, there's weight gain and then there's eating a whole chocolate cake every night. Then again, maybe it's caused by some medication that she's on. I don't know. Perhaps eating too many Flintstones vitamins or something. Number 13, we have a man that's a BJ lottery winner. He married this woman with two heads. He's also smiling more than they are. Unfortunately for them, all three of them need to be in the mood, and only one of these twins needs to have a headache and it's all over. If I were ever to marry a woman with extra parts, it wouldn't be two heads. I'm just saying. It could be worse though, you could be one of these two Siamese twins, one is gay and the other's not, and they only have one schwing schwing. Don't use your imagination with this one. As for this guy, he's smiling now, but he just doubled his chances of divorce from 50% to 100%. Up next, we have a Tucson teacher losing her career over her Lonely Fools account. I never thought I'd see Rachel Dolezal again. This is the transracial woman that was pretending to be black. I can't even believe she found a job after what she did a few years back. She had her second chance and she blew it. The teaching profession must be really desperate these days. Now I understand why there's so many teenage guys being taken advantage of by their female teachers. Number 15, here's a case as to why prison is the ideal leftist society. There's no need to work. You get free housing, healthcare, food, and education. And the utilities are free, and everyone is treated equally, and the population is diverse, full of ethnic minorities. And only the law enforcement officials are armed. But this post forgets to mention that you get to have free sex, whether you like it or not. Moving on, less U.S. teens and young adults were ending themselves from 1994 to 2007. I suspect that the internet MP3 players and video games let the young blow off steam. But in 2007, with the rise of social media and then Tinder, the numbers went way beyond the previous high. If there's any doubt about it, the golden age of films in the 90s and early 2000s was the peak of our civilization. Number 17, bonus points if you know who this is. And I wonder if she knows his body count. I also wonder if he knows her real age. I think she knows exactly what his body count is, and that's actually why she's with him. Because she knows he's dangerous and willing to protect her if things get difficult. I really hope that she's his mom. If not, then he's screwed and definitely doesn't want to know her body count. Up next, we have a guy that bought his girlfriend of 1 year a gift and it didn't meet her expectations. She's from a wealthy Japanese family. I guess there's the reason why Japan is one of the lowest fertility rates in the world. She probably wanted a white boy, but he's not wealthy, so she's always going to fall prey to hypergamy. She's in it for the status of being with a white boy, but also because of money. I'd hit that sushi and then quit it. Number 19, we have a woman that let Pookie have her son. Then he abandoned her son, and now she's going to be co-parenting with her mother. It looks like a fairy tale in the making. The baby looks like it actually might have the father's gold teeth after all. But to be fair, he said, "You can have my son, and now we can have my son together." For her, it looks like it's Lonely Fool's time. He even has face tattoos. How classy. Moving on, we have a woman asking the question why men are always doing nothing for our birthdays. Our logic is that getting older is not a cause for celebration. Also, because if a guy does do something on his birthday, he's just going to go and pay for whatever she wants to do on his day. That kind of defeats the purpose for him. But for women, that is the purpose of him celebrating, so she can enjoy herself under the cover of plausible deniability. Number 21, we have the Deputy Prime Minister of Kyrgyzstan, and she looks like Discount Elaine from Seinfeld. She was smiling when she froze the bank accounts of single moms that donated $10 to the trucker convoy. Now she won't be smiling as she's being taken to court. If you want to know where she gets her authoritarian side, her grandfather was a Nazi collaborator. Up next, we have a woman claiming to be the average weight for a woman in America. She's a little bit bigger than average and probably just wants to make herself look like less of a glutton by saying that. But the average weight of an American woman over the age of 20 is 171. It's all fun and games for now until she gets a FUPA and her diabetes feeds. Number 23, this is what feminism is really all about. Liberating women from traditional responsibilities that they had to men, while maintaining male traditional responsibilities that we've always had to women. I would also add giving many of women's traditional responsibilities to men too. A liberated woman means a subjugated man. They didn't want their responsibilities, nor ours, and now that we've gone our own way, they're stuck with both of them. Ha ha. Things backfired on them. Moving on, we have Elliot Page saying he might be interested in playing Batman in James Gunn's new DC Universe. He's only 5'1" and his nickname is the Tiny Canadian. You can't make this stuff up. I was actually thinking he would be perfect, too, to play Robin, the boy blunder. Because you know that if Batman is 5'1", then Robin is going to have to get played by a dwarf. Sorry to dash your high hopes, but you'll probably never reach them. No pun intended. Besides, superhero movies for the most part are over. Number 25 in the last one, if tampons in the men's bathroom were people, this is probably what they would look like. Canada is now introducing Bill 63 soon, and if it passes, I could get life in prison. I might have to leave the country for a year and wait until October of 2025 before this man gets voted out of office. A year and 8 months, and then this guy is gone for good. No more Canadian blackface prime minister for me. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Again, give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over at my X account, which is in the description where I post them ahead of time. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.